last year I had an idea. I really wanted to go to some of the bigger music festivals in Alberta, but there's a lot of logistics in terms of getting in and out of those places, especially, you know, heading into the city and going in for, you know, the 3-day festivals and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, Cochrane loves country music and we love the small town vibe. We've got a ton of people who've moved to Cochrane over the last couple of years, and a country music festival would be a lot of fun to bring into Cochrane. And so that's how it got started. And that's, it's been about a year. We've been working on it now.
Can you share with us some of the lineup that you have coming? The minute I saw it, immediately saw Doc Walk. Tell us a little bit about the lineup you got coming.
We've got, like you said, Doc Walker is headlining on Friday night this weekend, and then Aaron Goodvin is headlining on Saturday. And then beyond that, we have Kelsey Kulik, Drew Gregory, Michaela Sheedy, so some of the local talents that you will have seen around Calgary, Alex Hughes, Brandon Lorenzo from Airdrie, and the Buckthorns, who are from Cochrane. The only one who's not Alberta-based is Jaren Friesen, who's actually coming out from Manitoba. So we're really, really, really excited about the lineup, for sure.
So how important was it to the festival to make sure you're drawing from local acts?
I've worked with quite a few of those local acts before for different events that we have had. I always find that, like, we do a ton of, like, a lot of our business mandate, I guess, is focused on supporting locals. So we do work with local businesses, even for bringing everything in for the festival, and then supporting that local talent, because everything, again, kind of going back into the Alberta economy, which is very important to us.
With the weekend is coming on, however, Environment Canada just issued a heat wave, and I was looking at the temperatures earlier, and it's going to be like the mid-30s, so it's going to be really hot. What is something the festival is doing to ensure people are being able to stay cool and be able to enjoy this outdoor festival?
There are a couple tents that are going to be set up, but we also have one area where we have a marketplace and an indoor seating area so people can sit inside to get a break out of the sunshine, because most of the seating is directly outside. We've ensured that all of our bars as well as all of our food trucks will be extra stocked up with water, bottles of water that'll be available. And we're sending out, you know, information. We've got first aid and security on site to help provide some electrolyte stuff if there's anybody who maybe isn't drinking enough water or has a bit of heat stroke. The best thing, I think, with everyone, like, you know, it's hard when we're excited about the weather, but then you can never predict what Alberta's going to do. So hopefully people will come prepared that, you know, outside in that heat.
So just out of random curiosity, will you be supplying the artists with water balloons to throw out the crowd?
I was not planning to do that. No. Should I? Like, is that a good idea? I don't know. I didn't know. I hadn't thought of that.
That was just a random thing that popped in my head. I'm like, I wonder.
I was like, that's a fun idea. Yeah, no, I hadn't considered that.
It's happening Friday and Saturday. Yeah. If people want to find out more information, how can they do that?
They go to quirksocial.ca or just Google Bow Valley Boot Stomp. It comes up right away and it takes you to Eventbrite, and that's where all the tickets are. So you can buy either a festival weekend pass or you can actually come out to just one of the days as well. So if you just want to see Doc Walker and the performers on Friday, or come out for just the all day Saturday, those are options that are available. And tickets are available until 11 a.m. on Friday morning, and then otherwise they'll be available at the gate, but they'll just be at a higher cost at that point.